Fatal police shootings continue across the country. Yesterday in Charlotte, North Carolina, a police officer killed a black man named Keith Scott while serving a warrant for a different person. On Friday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a black man named Terrence Crutcher was shot dead after his car broke down. A video shows he was unarmed with his hands in the air. San Francisco has been part of the national controversy around officer-involved shootings. Former police chief Greg Suhr resigned after police shot and killed Jessica Williams, who is also black, in Bayview Hunters Point. And last April, a Mexican immigrant named Luis Gongora was fatally shot by police in a homeless encampment in the Mission. The investigation into his death is still open. His family is left hurting and wants justice to be served. KELW's Lisa Cantrell has more.
So decimos justicia para Luis. Justicia. Digan nuestro nombre, digan su nombre, say his name. Luis Gongora Paz. Presente. Presente.
It's a Sunday morning. In front of a makeshift altar, there are flowers and notes. A candle sits on the ground. A small crowd is gathered here in San Francisco's Mission District for the anniversary of the death of Luis Gongora. This is Jose Gongora, Luis Gongora's brother.
Cuando tenga tiempo vengo a ver. Estaba trabajando y saliendo del trabajo. Yo vine para acá a ver como sé que siempre acá lo encuentro.
He says, I used to come here to see Luis every chance I had. Luis lived in a homeless encampment on this street, Shotwell near 18th. And Jose says it was here that he found out his brother had died. He says when he left work that day in April, he went to visit Luis like he always did. His brother had been homeless for a couple of years, but the two were close. When he got to Shotwell, he saw his brother's name painted on the sidewalk. He got a sick feeling in his stomach. He frantically tried to ask people if they had seen Luis.
He said, "Yo soy hermano de tal fulano."
I'm his brother, he told the people on the street. But they didn't understand his limited English. Jose, like his brother, immigrated to the U.S. from Mexico to look for jobs, make money. They grew up in an indigenous community speaking a Mayan language and some Spanish, but little English. Jose says he finally learned what happened to his brother from Laura Guzman, the woman who is leading the memorial today. She told him that Luis had been shot the day before. By police.
Muchas gracias. Thank you. We meet every 7th. That's our meeting, and we usually.
Since Luis's death, a coalition of Luis's family, friends, and the community meets once a month. They come not only to remember Luis, but because they want justice for his death.
¿Qué vas a hacer si te matan a un pariente, a tu hermano, a tu hijo, a tu papá, a tu mamá, quien sea? Es un trauma, y toda la familia está traumada, inclusive hasta la comunidad.
That's Luis's cousin. His name is also Luis. Luis Put. He says, what would you do if they killed your family, your brother, your child, your father, your mother?
No es lo mismo un asesinato de las personas en la calle que pasan por incidentes.
He says, it's not the same as any murder in the streets. This was the police. They're supposed to take care of you and they show up and kill you. He says, the family is destroyed. The family of Luis Gongora wants charges pressed against the officers who killed him. It may, however, be a losing battle. This is sound from a video from a surveillance camera near the spot where Luis died. A disclaimer, it's disturbing. It was about 10 in the morning. Police had gotten a call from the city's homeless outreach team saying there was a man in the area with a knife. Three officers pull up in squad cars. They walk towards Luis. Get on the ground, stay on the ground, they say. They then say, put that down. Shots begin.
Stay on the ground. Put that down.
Police say Luis lunged with a knife and that's why they opened fire. Eyewitnesses who spoke to news outlets disagree. They say police moved in on Luis quickly, in less than 30 seconds.
And so here you have officers who pull up on the scene and within moments get out and start confronting a person under threat of a shotgun, yelling at a person, barking commands at a person who they don't know whether or not this person understands what they're saying.
Adante Pointer is a civil rights lawyer who's representing Luis's family. Pointer works for the John Burris Law Firm, the same firm that brought civil charges against Bart in the Oscar Grant case. He's currently representing almost a dozen victims of officer-involved shootings in California, including Luis Gongora. He says holding officers accountable is hard unless someone is pushing cases such as Grant's and Gongora's don't go to court.
Everything is geared towards protecting the officers, protecting the entity, despite the fact of how good your facts are or how egregious the circumstances are, and not about, in my opinion, getting to the bottom of why we're having these type of incidents take place and correcting them.
It's up to the DA, the Attorney General, or the U.S. Attorney to press criminal charges. However, it's tricky. The DA relies heavily on the police department to investigate and collect evidence in any homicide, including those where officers are involved.
There's an inherent conflict of interest.
According to an investigation by the San Francisco Chronicle, in the past 15 years, there have been 40 fatal officer-involved shootings in San Francisco. None of those officers were criminally charged. For the more recent deaths of Alex Nieto, Mario Woods, Amilcar Perez Lopez, coalitions have formed. The families say that had their loved ones died at the hands of anyone other than an officer, the DA would have already pressed charges. They feel that the system is failing them, turning a blind eye, protecting their own. Max Sabo is a spokesperson for the San Francisco District Attorney's Office.
People always ask, is there a different standard? Why are they held to a different standard?
He says that it's difficult to prosecute an officer. Legally, police are allowed to use lethal force when they perceive a threat. The DA can't do much about that. However, he says that the SFDA is on its way to addressing problematic conflicts of interest.
We want to make sure that these investigations are completely objective and independent, and in order to do that, we're taking appropriate steps to make sure that they are.
Sabo says that for homicide cases where the police are involved, the DA will no longer rely on the SFPD for evidence. It could mean that more officers are tried in court, but for Luis Gongora's family, any changes in the process are too late. And for them, it's frustrating. Luis's brother Jose is especially heartbroken. He says Luis was not just a brother, but a best friend.
Con él crecí, con él iba yo al campo. Y con él constantemente hasta ahora, hasta que me lo quitaron.
I grew up with him, Jose says. I was constantly with him until they took him away from me. The two grew up in Teabo, a small town in the Yucatan Peninsula where they swam in the reservoirs of their village. They rode horses and tended to the fields together near their home. Jose remembers how his brother loved animals and pranks. He says, we had a horse we would ride, but I didn't know how to ride it so well. For fun, Luis would sometimes try to make it throw me off, and he'd laugh. Sometimes in the evenings after we'd put the animals away, he'd hurry off and I'd be running behind him trying to catch up, but he always took care of me. The brothers did everything together. In 2001, Jose came to San Francisco. Luis followed him a year later in 2002. Jobs were hard to come by in Mexico and they had wives and children to support. Luis Gongora got a job working at Mel's Diner. His brother worked in another restaurant. Luis didn't speak much English or Spanish. He depended on others to translate to Yucatec Mayan. He did that for almost 10 years at Mel's. But then all the Mayan speakers left the restaurant, and Luis couldn't communicate. He lost his job. With no money to pay for rent, he and Jose were evicted from their apartment. They both ended up on the street. His cousin, Luis Pot, says that that's when things got bad.
Luis estaba más traumado que José, así que José está un poco más.
He says Luis Gongora was the more traumatized of the two. Meanwhile, José asked for help. The cousin says he only had room for one of the brothers, José. Still, Luis Gongora lived in a tent right in front of their apartment building. The circumstances were not ideal. Luis's mental state seemed to deteriorate, but he was still very much a part of the family.
Nosotros tenemos comunicación con Luis Gongora todos los.
They would communicate with Luis every week, talk to him, give him food, water, money. They'd lend him a phone so he could call Mexico. They were trying to help Luis get back to his wife and three children in Teabo. Now, however, they're trying to push for justice, for his death. Every other week, the brother and cousin go to a protest, march, or meeting. Tonight is a combined rally. Luis's supporters, as well as those of Alex Nieto, Mario Woods, and Amilcar Perez Lopez, other victims of fatal police confrontations. In the mission, cars stop at intersections to let protesters pass, 60 people strong. They're carrying signs and banners. A group dressed in indigenous Mayan garments lead the group with a drum. A decision for Milkash's case is expected soon. Luis's case is still under investigation. The coalition say if District Attorney Gascon won't press charges, they'll ask California General Attorney Kamala Harris to step up. Jose, Luis Góngora's brother, is here at the march.
Acá un poco triste, pero estamos acá echándole ganas.
For months after his brother's death, Jose couldn't work. Today, he's sad, but doing his best. He marches, holding a picture of Luis, as he follows behind his cousin, who carries a large banner.
Que nunca lo voy a olvidar. En donde sea, siempre hasta ahora.
I'll never forget him, Jose says, no matter where I am, always, because he's my big brother. For his part, Luis's cousin says that just like any other person, Luis Góngora deserves justice.
Luis Góngora es papá, es hermano, es primo, es un ser humano. Y quitarle la vida a una persona, cualquiera persona que lo cometa, debería llevarlo ante la justicia. Y eso es lo que estamos exigiendo.
He says Luis Góngora is a father, a brother, a cousin, a human being. Anyone who takes away the life of another person, it doesn't matter who they are, they should be given justice. That's what they'll keep fighting for. And if the criminal justice system fails them, they'll go to civil court. In San Francisco, I'm Lisa Cantrell for Cross Currents.